comes another.
Bill, the Block is one of the great success stories of modern Australian television. It has been dominant now for years and years.
Yes.
On the back of the unbelievable work of Shelley Craft.
Yep. It's all her.
That's it.
Yeah.
I don't see anyone else involved in it.
No, Scotty Cam.
Oh, bugger Scotty Cam.
Come on, Cam.
That's for old bloody hat wearer.
Hat wearer.
He can bugger off.
Still wearing a hat too. He's still bald as
bald as buggery.
Yeah.
So those I gather you're talking about Keith.
Yeah, buddy Keith. He's got
so we
nothing
don't even
to
know his name.
Exactly. So, Shell, it's all down to you. Congratulations.
See, I heard you two were loose, but I didn't know quite what I was in for. This should be a very interesting 15 minutes of my life.
Bloody oath.
Now, what have you done on this Block? You come in once a week from Byron Bay. And you're just sunning yourself for the whole week. Then you come in and a few words and then go back.
That's it. And I ask, what have they been up to? They say, oh, they've had a bit of a week, a bit of a drama here, a bit of a drama there. I walk around. Everyone's in great spirits. I go home. Oh. So I will basically watch this series like everybody else. I've got not much idea what happened week to week. But on my days,
yes,
I had a lot of fun.
Right. And it's a big block of land there in Elsternwick. Very, very nice, Jim. Nice area.
Yes.
And five old weatherboard houses have been purchased by Channel 9 of the Block, and they've been plonked there, and you go from there, Shell. What happened?
Well, that's pretty much where it started.
Right.
So as you see on the promos, why do a block when you can do a whole
street? Yes.
We're in and out in 12 weeks, so they've got the same amount of time to recreate an entire family home, plus an extension, plus a studio and garage on top of that. So they are massive blocks. All up, they're about 500 square metres of land, and they are pretty much filled with house, and these poor buggers that put their hands up to be on a show like this, go hard for 12 weeks and then go home and hope auction day is a success.
Well, this is a very different style, isn't it? Because before you've bought like former hotels and big sort of high-rise buildings.
Yes.
And so now you've got your own block and your own house, and that must appeal to everyone who's competing because they've probably got a bit more scope.
Yeah, look, I reckon too, as far as viewers go, it'll give a much better indication or advice, I guess, for what you can do in your own home.
Yep.
A lot of us live in weatherboard homes, you know, whether you're in Queensland or down here in Victoria. These houses will feel so familiar to you. So there'll be a lot of great ideas, which everybody hates and every tradie in Australia hates because everyone wants it to be done in the shortest amount of time possible. Because if we can do it, why can't everybody do it? But I think there'll be lots of great renovating tips as well as a lot of drama along the way.
So there's these old weatherboard houses. I had a look last week, Jim.
Yes.
And then at Leeds, they have a nice little walk-through area.
Breezeway, we call that.
Thank you,
no worries.
Crafty. And then they have these brand new extensions out the back, double-deckers, Jim.
Right.
That's right. So the master suite up top.
That's it.
And the kitchen living area downstairs.
Yes. Yeah. And then the nice little backyard, some with pools, some with spas.
Oh, hello.
I cannot confirm or deny such information, Billy.
All right, I'm not going to say
the budgets are up then if there are pools and spas.
Some
who've got good budgets may have a pool, and others who blew their budgets may not have a pool.
That's right. Hence the spa.
And then
it continues on to a garage, which is a two-car garage.
Three-car.
Well, two and one, isn't it?
Two and one, yes.
There's two and one. Glorious. And then upstairs is a studio upstairs.
Goes on and on. And
then there's a back lane.
Bloody
so up. There's a side lanes and back lanes. So it's all encompassing.
Speak to Scotty about this. He's campaigning to get the streets called Cam Lane, Scotty Street, and then I don't know what, maybe I get Shelley Crescent down the side.
Yeah, Shelley Crescent. Bloody oath.
Yeah.
Well, the back alley or the back lane is a very Melbourne thing.
Yep.
And they're often cobblestoned through suburbs like Richmond and
Collingwood.
The old suburbs are beautiful, the back lanes.
So we've actually created that. And I think for a family to live in a suburb and have that space where, you know, you can play your cricket and you can kick the footy down there without and ride your bikes without being on the main street, I think is a huge asset
for
any home.
Parking at the back too. Very, very important, Crafty. Not like you
and Byron.
You
sound like you could be there at the auction, Billy.
I might go.
Yeah?
How much do you reckon they'll go for?
Oh.
Two?
I'd like them to go for more than two.
I would like them to go for more than three.
Oh,
wow.
But I have no idea. Look, we hope the property market holds up till October.
Yes.
And that's when they'll be on auction.
All right. So when's it start? So start Sunday.
Sunday, 7 o'clock. Block it in.
And then
Blockinators,
Monday.
Blockheads.
Nice. Yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 7:30 on Nine, of course.
Absolutely sensational. The new places are in Elsternwick, magnificent suburb here in Melbourne. And the houses, a different style.
Yeah.
Weatherboard, beautiful. Traditional Melbourne weatherboards with all the extra stuff that we just heard Shelley
and
talk
Jim,
about.
You know what they were? They were sawn in half.
Mm-hmm.
So to get on the truck. So then they had to put them together and obviously glue them together. Well, yeah, I suppose you do a bit
more. This
is
not an unusual thing. This happens a lot.
Oh, does it?
Particularly
right.
In Queensland, I guess. We move houses around all the time.
The big Queenslander with the room underneath.
Return
veranda. Well, that's it. But if you can find an old house, it's a really economical way to get your family home because often they're going cheap. For really cheap. Mm. These ones were all set for demolition, so I don't know what kind of bargain we got them for, but you won't get that bargain again.
Well, one's an old dairy farm back in the 20s, there you go. Now, tell us about the contestants. Let's go with Jason and Sarah, the married couple from Victoria. Jace a plumber, Sarah's a nurse, and lovely couple.
They are a lovely couple.
Still together?
They are to this day. They're from right here in Melbourne, so yes. Just not far from Elsternwick. And I guess they're our oldies, can you believe?
They are.
Only mid-40s, they're the oldies. But look, it takes a lot of stamina to be a contestant on the block, so it's going to test them.
I tell you, I like Sticks and Wombat. Wombat's an old Geelong boy, Jimmy Boy.
Yes.
Yes, he's a character.
You went out to his school.
Well, at Moriac, when I was in the State Bank, I used to be a teller, number one slicker in the business I was, 612 Belmont, and I used to go out to Moriac, which is a little school, and I'd take out the Dolomites that you might have been.
Oh, I was a Dolomite. Yeah, absolutely.
And so I'd give them a little coupon. I'd take their dollar.
When they said you went out and met Wombat when he was at school, Wombat is now a 30-plus-year-old man. This wasn't only the other day that you met Wombat, Wombat at school. He's not a student.
Well, it might have been 25, 30 years ago, Shell.
Little did they know they had a spokesman on their hands back then, hey?
So Wombat, that's what got him started.
Yeah.
But I went to his house and his mate, Sticks, sleeps in the double bed.
Oh,
because I think the Dale might stay occasionally, Jim.
I see.
A bit of renovation there.
That's it.
And Wombat sleeps on a swag.
On his swag.
He does, doesn't
absolutely.
He?
I do not know their names.
Wow.
To this day, I've worked with them for 12 weeks. I don't know what their names are. I don't want to know. They are Sticks and Wombat.
Sticks and Wombat.
To me, and they are a Sticks and a Wombat.
Also, Josh and Elise, of course. Yeah. Everyone who's on Instagram knows Elise Knowlesy. Famous Knowlesy. How do they go, 28 and 24? That's young.
Yeah, look, they are our youngest couple, and they're not wed. So we'll see what happens.
If they get through this, they should be, shouldn't they?
Well, I think Josh is batting well above. So he should if he doesn't on auction day. Well, we'll see what happens.
But it does test them living together, and they look so. I spoke to Jason and Sarah. Sarah looks so tight, and they just fight. I reckon because they just annoy each other.
You know what? You think you could do this show with anybody. You think, I've been married to you for however long.
Yep.
Let's do the block. Our relationship is as strong as. But how many people actually spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with their partner?
No.
And when they do, this sort of unravelling of information perhaps you never needed to know.
No. Well, you know
you think
you
know them quite well, but you put them in this situation and everything changes.
Well, you know when you do crafty. When you go on holidays, Jim, because you go, well, let's go away, Dar, with the kids. Jim, after 1 or 2 days, you're looking for the surf club just on your own to have a bet and a frothy. You cannot go away.
It's a getting to know you process. This is where the strength comes from, Bill. Yeah?
How's Scotty Cam going? We speak to him every time the block comes on. He's magnificent. He comes down here because, of course, a resident of Sydney. He comes down here and he finds a local establishment and basically moves in.
Every bar should have a Scotty Cam. Maybe they all have a bar fly, but if you could get Scotty Cam as your bar fly, I think you're doing pretty well.
How's he going? Does he turn up dusty every now and then? He would have to.
Jim.
Yeah, Jim.
Jim. I'm not tipping the boss in, okay?
Yes. Well, that's a yes, Jim.
He was wearing sunnies today, which I've never seen him wear before.
He's selling cows, man. Wasn't he buying cows and selling them?
He's a cattleman.
Yeah, going very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Keith. Oh, Killing Teeth Keith. How's he, all right?
The Keefinator. Poor Keefy. Can I just put it out there? Keith is the nicest man.
Why is he still
under
single?
The sun. No, he's not single.
Oh.
No, he's married with kids.
Come
is
on,
he?
Bill.
Yeah. Oh, he told me you're single.
No, and he hates it. He's like, why do I have to be the bad cop? It's like, well, somebody's got to be the bad cop, Keith.
Yeah. No, he does well.
So what's coming up for you, Shell? Back to Byron and just living the dream?
Yes, thank you very much.
How good.
This big smoke, I don't handle the big smoke very well anymore.
So what does every day up there entail for you, please?
Well, I drop the kids to school.
Nice.
I work at home doing stuff.
What sort of stuff?
No, or otherwise I say, babe, it's 4:30 in the morning. I have to race to the airport for the flight. Are you okay for today? Nice. So I jump on a flight at 6, fly to Melbourne, do my work here, hop back on a flight at 6. I'm home by 9. Day's over. Kids are in bed. Everything's good.
You've just talked us through the working day. I'm interested in the other ones.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's a little bit of beach time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there's a little bit of...
Water goes? Is that what it's called?
No, there is a Watergoes beach there. No, I'm more of a Clarks Beach girl myself. There's a few beaches there in Byron.
Beautiful.
Doing a little reno, as you do.
Oh, hello.
That's what we do, isn't it?
Beautiful.
This is like an addiction, the block, right? Yes. It gets under your skin, it gets into your blood, and you can't help but want to renovate something.
Any other TV shows? What do you do? Australian Home Videos?
I did Funniest Home Videos.
That was good. We all loved that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Do you enjoy that?
I loved it.
Yes.
Yeah, it was great. Mm. It was kind of like my little antidote to the real world.
Oh, we love that.
Once you have kids, it's quite hard to laugh at other people's children the same way you did before you had children. So, yeah. We did Domestic Blitz, which was a renovation show, but that was about helping out Aussies in their time of need. That was good fun.
Mm-hmm.
I did a travel show once upon a time, a kids' cartoon show. Used to do a bit of sport.
Jeez. Now you're just having a spell.
I've been around. this is definitely not a spell. This is, as you say, we're heading into, our 12th series or something in the block, and it's pretty insane.
It's an insane
12 weeks of hardcore action, which you all get to watch starting Sunday.
Sunday.
Well, it's not a spell. This is the sharp end of the Nine Network. What they do is incredible, Bill, and the ratings will be sensational.
Yes.
And it's all down to you, Shelley.
If
the ratings go through the roof, it's because your performance has been magnificent.
And if they don't, it was nothing to do with
Scotty Cam should stay out of the bar.
And Keith.
Great to see you. Thanks very much for dropping by. Make sure you're watching The Block. Sunday it starts 7 p.m., and then Monday to Wednesday, 7:30 on Channel 9.
Thanks, lads. You'll love it.